busy week, back to school, but he's taking time to join us live on the show this morning is the president of the University of Akron, Dr. Gary Miller, with us here on WAKR. And Gary, thank you for taking time. And again, it doesn't get old, does it, to bring the new class on the campus at Akron?
Oh, Ray, it certainly doesn't. What a great time of year. It's very exciting on campus, and our physical plant people have made the campus look beautiful. There are students around. People are moving in. In fact, I'm going to go over and look at watch the move-in a little bit this afternoon. Faculty are getting ready for classes. Very exciting time.
When you talk about the University of Akron, Gary, and we love it intertwined into the city of Akron, this university is, I don't want to say different, but you don't see this in every big city where the community and the University of Akron intertwine almost exclusively. A lot of campuses are separate from the city. This one right here, and this is why the University of Akron and Akron so important for their great relationship.
It's absolutely essential for both the city and the university. And of course, the university, we're really focusing on the downtown area with the Polsky Knight renovation and some work we're doing across Exchange Street. So being close to the city is very, very important to us. We believe it's an advantage to our students, and we love the city of Akron. And remember, the city of Akron, you know, owned this university for a long time, so there's been a long history together.
Gary, when we talk about education at the higher level now, there's so many things and variables going on, but the student experience is a key, and that includes housing to food to quality life to opportunities to stay active. And I know you guys have spent a lot of time on that area for the students at the University of Akron.
We've got great campus life here, Ray, and John Messina and his group just do a fabulous job. It is all about the students. Our students are fantastic. They are creative, curious people. Many of them work. Most of them are from this area. Most of them will stay in this area. They're highly accomplished, and we learn something from them every day.
With us is Dr. Gary Miller. He's the president of the University of Akron. And, Gary, the one thing you can say at Akron, there are many fine schools at the university, from music to nursing to the law school and such. And I thought maybe you can touch on a few of those things that people might not understand, that students come from all over the country to go to those schools at the university.
Yeah, well, we're number one in the world in polymer research, and we have some other great colleges. We got a College of Health Sciences. We've got an Arts and Sciences school that has the entire breadth of the disciplines that you would study in universities. We have a great, in that is our great fine arts. We have engineering, of course. We have a law school. We have a fantastic nationally ranked business school. And students do come from all over the country and all over the world to these programs. They're excellent programs, and we try to fulfill every dream that we can.
That's what a lot of people don't understand, Gary, is, you know, I have some friends, associates who are younger than me who are in the world of law, and they specifically came to Akron to the law school. And I also have some friends that are a little bit older than me who have lived in Akron for the last 50 years, and they originally came here from states of New York and down in South Carolina to specifically go to the law school.
Yeah, well, the chair of our board of trustees, Lou Atkins, is a person who came from New York to go to law school here and has stayed. And so those kind of people are very special to Akron, and we love having them with us.
With us is the president of the University of Akron, Dr. Gary Miller. And higher education, Gary, also comes what with challenges in today's world. Talk about, and I know you don't know the numbers yet because you won't know them for a few weeks, but talk about the enrollment numbers. They're the key, where you are with the University of Akron.
Yeah, we're excited about our enrollment program. It's looking good. We've got specific measures we're looking at. Turning around enrollment is a multi-year process, and we are turning it around. It's going to look good this year. There are a lot of challenges in higher education, Ray, but if you focus on the students and you think about the dreams that we help make come true with those and the research that we're putting out that helps everybody, then it's all worth it. And we've got great partners in the state of Ohio. So we're working through it with our students and faculty, and we're going to succeed.
Some of those numbers that stood out to me in preparing for our interview, one was the retainability of your students that once they come to the University of Akron, really on the uptick. And the other one is the percent of graduation rate that you have at the University of Akron. And I think both of those numbers have really improved a lot in the last decade plus.
You know, this university has one of the highest retention rates of public universities I've been associated with. We're at a historic high. If students come here, we know how to keep them here and get them a degree and get them graduated. I'm very, very proud of that. That's a testament entirely to our faculty and staff who are concerned about student success. And it's something that we work on and something that we take very seriously.
Well, Gary, I know you got a lot to take care of, my friend. Thank you for getting a portion of your desk cleared out for us this morning. Always enjoy our conversations throughout the academic year. Thanks for making time.
All right. Thank you, Ray.